Der Bayerische Blinden- und Sehbehindertenbund präsentiert Sideviews, die Interviews zur SideCity 2024, direkt aus Frankfurt.
Das folgende Interview findet bei Unwired Things statt, einer kleinen Firma aus Dänemark. Das Ziel des Unternehmens ist es, moderne Haushaltsgeräte für blinde und sehbehinderte Menschen herzustellen, die auch von der restlichen sehenden Familie genutzt werden können. Dazu hat Unwired Things eine Produktfamilie entwickelt, die auf einem Controller basiert. Dieser Controller ist eine Art Fernbedienung mit integrierten Funktionen wie Uhrzeitansage, Wecker und Diktiergerät. Der Clou ist aber, dass der Controller über Bluetooth und WLAN mit anderen Geräten kommunizieren kann. Somit kann man sich beispielsweise das Gewicht auf einer Waage oder die Entfernung auf einem Maßband mit einer Sprachausgabe ansagen lassen. Die meisten Produkte haben zudem große Displays mit kontrastreicher Anzeige für Sehbehinderte. Es gibt außerdem auch eine App, die mit dem Controller verbunden werden kann, um Updates zu erhalten und neu erschienene Produkte koppeln zu können. Zum Start der Produktfamilie sollen eine Küchenwaage, ein Küchenthermometer, eine Körperwaage, ein Raumthermometer und ein Maßband angeboten werden, in naher Zukunft aber auch Dinge wie ein Farberkennungsgerät oder ein Blutdruckmessgerät. Zur SideCity konnte man allerdings noch nicht einmal die Controller-Einheit anschauen. Das Unternehmen sucht noch nach Händlern in Europa und Deutschland. Je mehr Sprachen angeboten und in je mehr Ländern das Produkt verkauft werden kann, umso günstiger wird auch der Preis sein. Zu den Preisen konnte daher noch nichts gesagt werden. Und für alle, denen diese Zusammenfassung nicht genug war, gibt es jetzt noch das englischsprachige Originalinterview. Now I'm here at Unwired Things from Denmark.
Yes, that's right. Hi.
Hey. And what is your product here at SideCity?
So we're actually here with a product which is not yet on the market. We've developed a whole family of products, in fact. It's all based around a controller, so a remote control, which you can use. It has a bunch of built-in functions, clocks, alarms, voice memos, and then you can use it to also connect to a lot of other household appliances. So you can use it, for example, to read the weight on a scale or distance on a tape measure, bathroom scale, kitchen thermometers. So what we do is we make some modern appliances accessible for people who are visually impaired. At the same time, they're products which the rest of the family can use.
Okay.
So we create a situation where people are able to share the same product, whether they're sighted or unsighted. Most of our products are also with high visibility screens, so people who are moderately visually impaired can also use them still and actually read the screens because they have quite large displays in white on black, high contrast. Okay. So this is a tape measure, It has a large white on black display.
Okay.
And then if you're using our controller with it, then it will also read off the value and announce it in your chosen language.
Uh-huh. I have devices that I can use, and with the master device, it speaks out the information.
Exactly, that's right.
Yes. Okay.
And then we have an app also which can pair with the device, so you can update the application with new releases. When we come with new products in the future, then you'll be able to update your device so it's always current and able to connect to new products as they come on the market. And you can change language, change voice, depending on preferences between, some people prefer a male or a female voice, for example. So we're trying to make it as extensible as possible also. So we have this modular concept, which we'll continue to build out with new products.
Mm-hmm. And with which devices does the controller work at this time?
So at the moment when we launch, so we're not on the market yet, but when we launch a little bit later in the year, then we'll be starting with a bathroom scale, kitchen scale, a kitchen thermometer, tape measure, room thermometer. We have a blood pressure meter and a couple of different body thermometers in the pipeline. We also have a color sensor on the way. And then a variety of other things which are a little bit further out in next year.
And it's all connected via Bluetooth?
Yeah, we can use different wireless connections actually. So some are Bluetooth, some can be other forms of radio technology like Wi-Fi. And then the device itself also has some built-in functions like voice recorder and so on.
And can you show us the main control unit where the speech output is and so on?
So at the moment I don't have one with me that's set up to operate. We're just in the middle of an update, and we just received our new stuff last week. So we're still in the process of developing here. Mm-hmm. But I hope to be able to do that in the next few days.
And now you're looking for dealers for Europe and Germany and other countries, I think.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, so we're open to be approached by people in different countries, and because of the way that we've developed this, then it's easily extensible to many different languages. That's mm-hmm. part of the concept, and that we bring the price down significantly, so we put things in reach for a larger group of people rather than just the highest income countries in Europe.
And at this time, you can't say anything about the pricing, I think.
Well, I won't fix the price just at this point, but certainly a big part of our concept is to bring the price down of many of these devices and put them in reach for many more people than they have been so far.
Okay, then thank you and good luck.
Great, thanks very much. Nice to meet you, Christian.
Das war ein Beitrag aus Sideviews, der Podcast rund Technik und Hilfsmittel. Von und mit Christian Stahlberg. Weitere Informationen unter www.sideviews.de. Ein Angebot des BBSB.